Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
So another aspect then of the mind of love, and this is what we're going to do the meditation on this morning, is the ability to empathize with others. So all of us here at some point have been on the receiving end of someone's empathy, right? How does that feel to be on the receiving end of someone's empathy? Yeah. When you're on the receiving end, you feel that person is with you. They understand what you're going through. They understand your perspective. They understand your feelings. You don't feel judged by that person. It's like they enter into your space, you know? So it's a beautiful mind. We know what it's like to be on the receiving end of that. And when we empathize with others, the advice we give them is advice that is useful from their perspective, okay, rather than our perspective. You give advice from the perspective of them, right? And one of the benefits of empathy is that it protects us from feelings of frustration about how other people behave in life. Okay? It protects us from frustration. So, for example, when I was living in a centre in Brighton in the UK, there was a grandmother who lived there. She was in her early 80s, and she has, and she had then a grandson who was an addict. Okay, and her grandson lived with her daughter, and because of his addiction, to feed his addiction, he would often steal from his mother or steal from the tenants of the mother's house. She had other people living in the house, and it was so stressful for the mother. And this person who was in the center, I remember having a conversation with me, and she said, "I do not understand why he's doing that." Okay, I do not understand, like a frustration. I do not understand why he's doing that. And I said to her, "You won't understand it if you're looking at it from the outside in. Okay, you won't be able to make sense of it if you're from your perspective, because you're looking at it from the perspective of someone who is relatively peaceful, someone who is not suffering from a strong addiction, okay? Someone whose mind is not driven by craving to the point where it overrides a sense of shame and consideration for others, okay? You're looking at it from the outside in, and it doesn't make sense from that perspective." I said, "You need to see the world from his perspective, okay? How does he see the world? He doesn't have the same views as yourself. He has a different set of beliefs. He's a different mindset, different tendencies. You need to exchange self with others and see the world from his perspective. seeing the world from someone else's perspective doesn't mean we then agree with what they're doing. It just means you see the world from their perspective. You see what's driving them to do what they're doing. So, you know, I said, see the world, put yourself in his shoes. But when you do that, take off your shoes, your own shoes, before you put on that person's shoes. Don't try and keep your shoes and squeeze them inside the other person's shoes. Does that make sense? You know, I'll see it from their perspective, but you're still, you're seeing it from their perspective while somehow identifying with your own beliefs, your own views, and you still think, why are they doing this? So you drop the way you see the world. It's just your perspective. You have to temporarily let go of your views, your beliefs, the way you see the world, and really imagine what it is like from that person's perspective. I was thinking earlier, it's like we're wearing some glasses that make us see the world as blue, and this person's wearing some glasses that make them see the world as red. And we're like, I can't understand why they don't see the world as blue. What's wrong with them? Yeah, this is so frustrating. Why don't they see the world as blue? But actually, if you exchange your position with them, you'll see they're wearing these spectacles that cause them to see the world in that particular way. Okay, so so empathizing, seeing it from other people's perspective, it leads to greater understanding, greater empathy, greater understanding, acceptance, more tolerance, and compassion. Okay. So another example which I've been sharing over the last few days, there's kind of many teachings in this from different perspectives, but my father, he was sharing with me the other day how he was just walking back from Tesco's or something, supermarket, and there was a guy carrying a trolley behind him with a big piece of wood in that was really heavy, and the guy was really struggling with that. And my father thought, you know, I've got to ask him if he wants help. And he said, do you want any help, mate? And the guy turned to him and said, if I wanted help, I would have asked for it. Okay. It wasn't quite the response that he thought. And he said, my first thought that came to mind was, I'm only trying to be kind, he said, but I cut myself off halfway and thought, okay. So there's an opportunity there to think, okay, what's going on for this person? There must be something going on to make them reply in that way. So rather than responding with frustration, that's not what I expected. You think, okay, hold on. If they're responding like that, what is going on for them? And then to empathize, because we can't see people's minds, can we, directly? We can't see them. But maybe we can use our imagination a little bit to imagine what is going on for that person. For example, we could think maybe that person is quite attached to their own independence, you know, and maybe there's a fear in their mind of admitting that they need help. Because that's a change of identity for some people, isn't it? Like some people go through their whole lives priding themselves on their independence. And it comes to this point in your life where actually you need help, but you don't want to accept that help. You don't want to admit that because it involves acknowledging that you have limitations and a struggle. So maybe a bit of an identity crisis can come in for people. So when you just think a little bit, what might that person be going through from their perspective? They're obviously in a lot of pain. They feel uncomfortable. Then that empathy, that switch, we start to get a better understanding of what's driving them to behave in that particular way. And I think the more time we spend with people, the more we get to know them, don't we, and understand more about them. So another example, my friend shared with me, he's the managing director. He owns a company, has about 100 people working underneath him. And he was sharing with me how one of the members of his staff was, his performance was just basically getting worse. And he said, my work colleagues were getting a little bit judgmental, frustrated with this person. But he thought, there's something going on. There's something going on for this person. And he sat down with him and had a meeting and just, you know, with a cherishing mind, tried to understand what was going on for him. And through the conversation, it transpired that his wife had cancer. So his mind was very preoccupied with that. And that his son was having problems at school. And he's the breadwinner of the family. You know, when a lot of pressure falls on one person, doesn't it? You've got to look after your wife because maybe she can't do what she normally does. And then the son's having issues too, so you're worried about that. And then you've got the pressures of the job, you're worried about that. But for a mind of sort of non-empathy, it just sees it from the outside in. You think, well, they're being lazy, they're being distracted. You jump to conclusions and judgment. But when you start to step into the world of that person, see it from their perspective, they have a lot going on. And he said that through conversation and understanding that person, it led him to compassion and acceptance. And they were able to come up with a solution that helped not only this person, but the company too, just working together on trying to come up with a solution. But what brought that about wasn't judgment and frustration. It was a genuine empathy and understanding from another person's perspective. Okay, so we're going to do a meditation on empathy, and I'm just going to introduce this meditation first. And again, this is from this book, The New 8 Steps to Happiness, in the chapter on exchanging self with others, where Geshe Kaosen Gyatso, he says, in Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, Shantideva explains a special method to enhance our experience of exchanging self with others. In meditation, we imagine that we exchange places with another person, and we try to see the world from his or her point of view. Normally, we develop the thought I on the basis of our own body and mind. But now, we try to think I, observing the body and mind of another person. Okay, so at the moment, we identify with our present body and mind. In this meditation, you're just going to imagine that you have the body and mind of that person, and you're imputing your eye upon that. You're identifying with it. Okay, so when you do this, remember to take off your own shoes first, okay? All right, just forget your own views and your own ways of seeing things, because that person does not see the world the way we do. So he says, this practice helps us to develop a profound empathy with other people and shows us that they have a self that is also an I. And that is just as important as our own self or I. Because of her ability to identify with the feelings of her baby, a mother is able to understand her child's needs and wishes far better than other people. Similarly, as we become familiar with this meditation, our understanding of and empathy with other people will increase. This technique is particularly powerful when we apply it to someone with whom we have a difficult relationship, such as someone we dislike or see as our rival. By imagining we are that person and seeing the situation from his or her point of view, we will find it difficult to hold on to our deluded attitudes. Understanding the relativity of self and other from our own experience, and learning to see ourself as other, we'll become far more objective and impartial towards ourself, and our sense that we are the centre of the universe will be shaken. We'll become more open to others' point of view, more tolerant and more understanding, and we will naturally treat others with greater respect and consideration.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.